So it depends on what you mean by biofuels. So the char, in and of itself, has many different uses. At this conference, they've talked about using it primarily as a soil amendment, something that you mix in with the soil to help retain water, to retain nutrients, to help the soil become healthier and to grow crops better. But the char also could be used as a fuel. And in fact, it is sometimes referred to as a bio-coal. And we have done tests where we have fired bio-coal and normal coal to kind of look at the difference in combustion behavior. So it could be used as a fuel, but it may have a higher value as a soil amendment. Then the oil, as it is produced directly from pyrolysis, could be used directly as a fuel. It's not quite as easy to handle and to use as a petroleum-based fuel, but it does have heating value and it could be burned. But it also tends to have a large quantity of water mixed with it. When you break apart the cellulose, the hemicellulose, the various materials within the biomass, that thermal decomposition process produces a fair amount of water. So the oil that we collect could have as much as 30-35% water in it. So its heating value is much lower than a typical petroleum oil. But that oil could be upgraded, and in fact there are technologies available now to convert it to transportation fuels, jet fuel, diesel fuel. So in that sense they can become a bio-derived green fuel. But the cost of doing that upgrading is substantial enough that it's not very competitive right now with a petroleum-based transportation fuel. But you know, depending on what happens in the regulatory arena, there may be benefits to go the green route. And so in that sense, you can also produce a biofuel.
About the gas?
And then the gas is a hydrocarbon gas, just the very small fragments, if you will, when you break apart the molecules of the fuel. And that can be used directly as a fuel. And in our process, for example, we use that gas to drive the gas-fired burners that we use to heat, to do the heat input for the pyrolysis process. So it is a fuel. It's a little lower heating value than, say, a natural gas or something like that, because it does have water, it does have CO2, other things that reduces its heating value, but it works very well.